Investment flash.
Buddy, if you're still all in on AI, last session might have you rethinking. Goldman Sachs is telling clients to rotate out of the AI trade and into names like Eli Lilly and Fortinet. We're breaking it down.
Good morning. This is Investment Flash, London edition, Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Marie, joined by Gerald and Tom. And Tom, you're right. The rotation signal is everywhere today. Let's start with Goldman's call.
Goldman singles out three stocks with low AI correlation and strong earnings revisions: Eli Lilly, Fortinet, and Chewy. Fortinet just hit all-time highs, up 72% year-to-date. No way that's just an AI rotation play.
Yeah, but at 39 times forward PE, Fortinet is exactly the kind of multiple that makes me nervous. That's a lot of good news already priced in, Tom.
Oh, here we go. Gerald, every time I mention a stock with a PE over 20, you break into a cold sweat. Look, Fortinet's earnings beat was strong, and cybersecurity isn't going away.
Analysts upgrading a stock after it's already up 72% is basically a free retirement plan. I'm just saying, the valuation asks you to be perfect.
Fair enough, but Fortinet's earnings were solid. Still, I hear you on the multiple.
Fair, Gerald. But Tom, Gerald has a point on Fortinet. Still, the non-AI rotation is real, and Lilly and Chewy are cleaner. Lilly at 24 times forward, reasonable for pharma with a new weight loss cycle. And Chewy down 38% year to date, that's a mean reversion entry if pet spending picks up.
Exactly. Lilly checks all the boxes. And Chewy near its 52-week low, that's my kind of setup. The rotation catalyst is the AI trade stalling.
Chewy, I can get behind at these levels, but I'd still want to see a catalyst beyond just not AI. Maybe a revenue inflection.
But see, that's the whole point. The rotation is the catalyst. When you have an increasingly concentrated market driven by one factor, anything outside that factor gets a bid when the factor stalls. Goldman is front-running that shift. All right, moving from sector rotation to geopolitics. The U.S. struck Iranian missile sites, and the Strait of Hormuz blockade could push global oil inventories below 100 days of demand. That's from Nikkei Asia.
Yeah, and just yesterday we were talking about oil plunging on Iran deal hopes. Today, it strikes. The market can't make up its mind. But that inventory threshold, 100 days, is a level that historically supports much higher oil prices.
That's what I'm looking at. Energy stocks are up 30% year to date, but off their highs. If this drags on, oil pops, and the Energy Select ETF is a direct play.
What gets me is the complacency. The US oil fund is down 5.6% on the week, despite these strikes. Gold is off 1%. It's like the market has already decided it's a quick skirmish.
Tonally.
100%.
That's the whole story.
But hold on. I'm going to push back here. Gold isn't bidding. That's the safe haven that should be screaming. If the smart money is pricing a swift de-escalation, then chasing energy and gold now could be a trap. A deal sends them tumbling.
Yeah, the disconnect is wide, Marie. But even if a deal happens, the supply scare supports energy in the near term. I'd still buy the Energy Select ETF on the step.
I'd rather buy the gold ETF here. 19% below its 52-week high. And if the market is wrong about Iran, gold screams. It's a better hedge than chasing oil.
Fair enough. But the bear case is real. De-escalation, oil down, gold down. It's a binary trade right now. Speaking of binary, let's talk rates. BlackRock Seigel says there are sufficient factors to justify a Fed rate cut under new chair Kevin Warsh. That's a contrarian bet against a hawkish consensus.
Kevin Warsh cutting rates? Historically, he's a hawk. But the long-duration Treasury ETF is at its 52-week low. A single dovish surprise, and you get a violent short squeeze. That's the trade.
Gerald, man, you've been waiting for that bond rally for 2 years. Remember March? The long-duration Treasury ETF is down another 8% since then.
Ah, that's brutal.
Ha ha ha, fair. But look, the trade gets better the more it's punished. At these levels, I'd rather buy the long-duration Treasury ETF than chase equities at highs.
But timing matters. If Warsh holds tight, bonds keep falling. I'd use the intermediate Treasury ETF, near its 52-week low. Less volatile, but still catches the rally if he cuts.
Quick one. Singapore banks. The FT says the regulator wants faster account openings for wealthy clients. That should boost fee income for DBS Group, trading at a reasonable 14.8 times forward PE.
Yeah, DBS near its 52-week high, but the valuation is not stretched. If wealth inflows accelerate, that's a steady compounder. Not exciting, but I'll take it.
And then there's Japan. Topics at an all-time high. Nikkei up 3% last session, all on Iran deal hopes. The Japan ETF is up 12.6% year-to-date.
Oh, I love a good Nikkei surge. If the Iran deal happens, lower oil costs are a massive tailwind for Japan's import-heavy economy. I'd chase the Japan ETF here.
Of course you do, Tom.
Hey, momentum is real. But Gerald's probably going to rain on my parade.
Look, mate, chasing at all-time highs when the Japan ETF is only 3% below its 52-week high, that's not a lot of upside, unless the deal is perfect. I'd wait for a pullback.
And not all emerging markets are rallying. A Japanese consumer goods firm warns of vicious stagflation in Indonesia. The Indonesia ETF is down 30% year-to-date, near its 52-week low.
Stagflation is a margin-crushing machine. The Indonesia ETF has short momentum written all over it. No reason to bottom fish there.
But here's the twist. Macquarie says the yuan could hit 5 per dollar on a carry trade unwind. That's the most original take today. Chinese firms holding over $1 trillion, if they repatriate, it could rocket the China large cap ETF.
For real? 5 per dollar is a level we haven't seen in more than a decade. The China large cap ETF down 10% year to date, near its 52-week low. The asymmetric upside is huge if even a fraction of that carry unwinds.
It's highly speculative, but the potential is there. If the yuan strengthens, Chinese equities could see massive short covering. Fits the mean reversion theme.
It's not just China. A stronger yuan ripples across emerging markets and commodities. That's the common thread we think is missing, the dollar. If the dollar weakens, all these trades, oil, gold, EM, work. All right, so our view. Today's signals scream rotation. Goldman says non-AI. Iran says energy. BlackRock says bonds. Macquarie says yuan. The market is going from single-factor AI to multi-factor.
But the bear case, if Iran de-escalates, oil and gold get crushed. AI earnings revisions are still strong. NVIDIA's forward PE is 17, not bubbly. And Warsh might never cut.
Exactly. The dollar is the linchpin. If the dollar strengthens on safe haven flows, the rotation thesis falls apart. We're watching the dollar index like a hawk.
Nailed it.
Right.
That's the whole story.
The cleanest expression is the dispersion trade. Straddles on the U.S. oil fund and gold ETF heading into the next Iran negotiations. That captures the binary risk.
Yeah, active management and options over passive beta. This is a stock picker's market.
But not every buy signal is actionable. Fortinet at 39 times earnings? Be careful. Some of these need a pullback.
Even I'm not buying everything, Gerald, and I'm the momentum guy.
That's growth, Tom, growth.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. See you then.